Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If she wasn't my hairdresser, I would let you call her a bitch. But I can't find someone else to do my hair like she does, so you can't call her a bitch right now.
So weird. I keep losing hairdressers. I don't know why. Can't be me.
Oh, my God, Mom. Why are you falling?
Oh, my Mom, you
Mom
fell.
Is my phone.
Don't hurt my phone.
I didn't think these people... Is this punking us? Are these people... This isn't real, is it?
I didn't think it was real. And then I saw Cindy come up looking like a busted drag Marilyn Monroe, the kind you see in Palm Springs at 2:45 in the morning.
I called it Marilyn Monroe, but as Ursula.
Yes. Yes, as Ursula. What is the gay bar in Palm Springs, the famous one?
There's a lot of them. The blue room.
But it's like, you know, I've only been to Palm Springs once. But
I've been to a couple times.
Gay bars in Palm Springs.
They broke down.
They're a different breed.
Yeah.
And it's an older generation, which I...
That is true.
Which now I enjoy because I'm one of the younger ones there. But around 2 a.m. when the bar closes... Yeah. It's a very different scene than what you see in West Hollywood.
This is Below Deck Sailing Yacht. BDSM.
Sorry, that took
BDSY.
That took me on a journey, and I remember being alone in the desert at 3 a.m. with just a chipmunk looking at me, judging me for what I had just done.
Let's just say, anyway, these people
are
the dregs of humanity.
They are
just awful.
They're not even trash. That is to say that they would go in a trash bin is a compliment.
No, they are performing. They're performing trash bags.
And what's interesting is they say on. I guess we've heard on their social media and stuff. They say they're performing. They are performing, but this is who they are.
Yeah.
This is who they are.
Yeah.
Oh. This was a fun episode, though.
Oopsie Daisy, episode 4.
Daisy, poor Daisy, poor crew.
I'm very thankful for this show. Can I just say for this iteration of Below Deck, because I feel
you mean Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Yes, for this permutation of Below Deck.
It is.
This is a crew who actually likes one another.
It brought me back to why we wanted to do this show in the first place.
Yeah. No, this feels like the real Below Deck the OG did in season 3, season 4, and even Med did in season like 2 and 3. When Captain Sandy wasn't trying to get all the camera time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It feels like summer camp, and that's the way Below Deck should feel. It should feel like summer camp and summer camp drama.
Yeah,
summer camp stakes. It should feel that, and
but also
it has not lately.
No, it hasn't.
No, it has not.
It hasn't.
No, it has not. Really quick, y'all. It's not summer camp at all when we go on the road because we're hard working hoof in Queens. But hopefully you can take your mind off things and come see us in Boston and Philly. And
your segues need work.
That one needed work. I've had one cup of coffee.
Jesus.
Y'all, we're on daylight saving times. Poodle and I are adjusting.
My
Pilates teacher this morning said, "Hey, how are you?" I said, "Good." He's like, "Looking a little tired, girl." And I went,
"Wow.
That's a read."
He didn't tell me that.
That's a read. He texted me about it.
Oh, nice.
He said, he's like, "How's Circles doing? I mean, Jake."
Tells me I'm a natural athlete.
Yeah, uh-huh. But no, it's y'all come see us on Philly and in Philly, Boston, D.C., Atlanta.
And Nashville.
Nashville.
Nash Vegas.
We're going to be there in April. We're very, very excited. More dates are going to come soon.
The weather better be good.
Someone else needs a cup of coffee, too.
I had two cups. No, it's just this. No, getting up an hour earlier, especially if you're used to getting up the same time, just fucks with you.
It does fuck with you.
I don't know why we go through this ridiculous exercise.
You say this every year, and it's just, it's like death and taxes. We just have to get used to it, unless you live in certain
states. Why can't we abolish this? I don't know why.
I like it, but I like spring forward.
Fuck off.
I do. I like more daylight time.
Well, so do I, but we could have something in the middle.
What would that be?
So you would rather have more daylight time, one more hour, different parts of the day, and then have a lot less at different parts of the year.
Well, yeah, but the way it works is we have more daylight
in the warmer months.
We have daylight now, and then when we go back, they do it because we get more daylight as well, because if we kept it the same, then it would be darker.
It's unnatural. It's dumb. The rest of the world doesn't give a shit about it. And the rest of the world has to keep tabs on us.
We're the only country that
yes.
does it? Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
It's like the all metrics. I didn't know we were the only country that does it.
I feel like we are.
Australia and England, I feel like.
Hey, Siri, is the U.S. the only country that observes daylight savings time?
What's she going to say?
My phone just went.
Exciting here on Reality Gaze.
Is the U.S. It's not even good.
Now I don't
Fuck
care.
Fuck that shit.
Let's just do this, y'all. So come see us live. Go to realitygaze.com for those. Also, y'all, if you're on our Patreon, it was on the free podcast, but we're putting our Kyle and Noon interview on the $15 tier of the Patreon. We're gonna that should be up by the time you listen to this.
People are already asking, "Where's the video?" Y'all are thirsty motherfuckers.
They're thirsty motherfuckers. So, but we're gonna have it for you and pig royalty, y'all.
Pig Royalty
tomorrow.
Season 2 tomorrow.
Well, by the time this airs, I think
it'll be out.
It'll be out March 16th. y'all, it's on Discovery Plus. Look, Discovery Plus tried to fucking sue us.
Yeah. No, Discovery did.
Discovery did. What?
The parent company.
I don't want to promote them if I don't have to. y'all.
You know what's merging?
It is worth it to buy. Hold on, let me finish it. It is worth it to buy Discovery Plus.
For Pig Royalty?
Pig Royalty.
There's a lot of good stuff. Love Off the Grid.
The new Ina Garten special coming at the end of the month with Ina and her friends.
That should say Designed for Faggots on it.
They do. They have like those categories like true crime, romance.
There's just one called Faggots.
There should be one that's just called like pansy content. Yep. And that would be me and you too. What merged? Your asshole and somebody else's dick?
Obviously. HBO Max and Discovery. They're going to be merging.
I feel like I heard that, but that's a little scary to me.
It is scary.
Because that's HBO is... Are they still part of Warner Brothers? They are.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep.
That's a lot.
I don't think we're really equipped to talk about corporate takeovers. But I agree, it doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
But I don't know whether it's going to be one charge anymore or
they'll probably do what they do on someone
bundle it.
Y'all, you know, Poodle and I need to talk it out to get into the show. So if you're like screaming at us, go! I want to hear about the show. Just fucking fast forward. Don't leave me a comment. I don't care. I want to talk about this.
It's not like you're going to miss that much.
It's going to be like, I think probably they'll do like Disney Plus where you can buy a Hulu subscription or you can just bundle it with that and ESPN.
I'm already bored.
Well, there you go. Me too. Below Deck, let's do it. Oopsie Daisy, season 3, episode 4. Poodle, why don't you start us off?
I gotta say, Marcos is already winning.
That was only 9 minutes of announcements. People are fine.
I like it how I'm starting and then you interrupt me.
It's true.
So Marcos is already establishing himself as one of the you can say something for his cooking ability, but just one of the good team player chefs out there. These people
and one of the hottest fucking people ever on this
show. Well, I wasn't going to go that road, but thank you.
Keep going.
He could have completely thrown a fit about having to make the food for these assholes.
Oh, imagine if it was Matt with one T.
He lost his mind.
Oh my God, I hate this.
Ben would have complained with every stroke of the whisk. Adam would have lost his shit.
It's funny how whenever you've been, you're basically exiled from your home country and haven't seen your family in 20 years, it kind of gives you perspective when somebody wants tuna tartare for dinner. You're like, you know what?
No,
this isn't that bad.
I just love it how he freaks out about that omelet and he's like, you know what? I'm aware they're assholes. So remember, you guys, if you're in a situation where someone's questioning your integrity or you know you're doing a good job and you know that, and there's one person who makes you feel really bad about yourself, it's not you. It's that other person trying to be a troll, because some people spend their whole lives just getting off on that.
It's fucking projection. Yep. And I know, and it's, yeah, you just, what Marcos does is he actually, y'all, people don't make you feel bad about you take it on.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not taking that on. I'm just going to keep going, do my thing, and I'm going to end up wearing a hat most of this episode and drive Maddie crazy. Because holy shit, he looks hot in a hat.
Captain Glenn says to Marcos, let's humor these guys. I know they're assholes. It's like, but you can hear it from them what they want. And y'all, what they want is like, I want filet mignon the rest of the trip.
Where's the alcohol that I don't have? Everybody's drinking. I don't have
it. I had this stuff. You like tuna tartare with crispy rice? I had it one time as a special at Soho House. Do you have that? Anything like crispy rice? I love it.
Love it. Love it. I don't think that
spaghetti and marinara.
Honestly, that wouldn't be at Soho House. It would be at like, what is that restaurant? The one on Hollywood Boulevard. Like you walk in. I think they might have filmed like part of Kill Bill there or something. It's very like Asian theme.
Oh, what? Shut up!
It's
I'm dying.
It's Tao or I don't know what it's called.
Tao is a club in Vegas.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, y'all, there's this huge touristy restaurant in Hollywood. It's very impressive when you walk in.
Yeah.
It's fucking ginormous.
I've never been there, but I've seen it.
I went there once because people were visiting, and they're like, oh my God, I want to go to this restaurant.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's the kind of thing.
That's the kind of thing that would serve there.
So they're wanting garbage. Like, and he's like, they're like, what kind of menu? The producer's like, what kind of menu? He's like, doesn't know what the fuck
they
it
said,
is.
What kind of restaurant? You didn't finish your thought. The producer asked, what type of restaurant would serve this menu? And then now you can say Marcos response.
He's like, no fucking restaurant. This is terrible. No one has any taste.
Tell me that didn't make your ass giggle.
No,
a
he's
bit.
Hot. So hot.
Because
anyway.
Y'all, when Poodle hears people talking about other people not having a good taste level, you were like,
yeah, it's my kink. Yeah. What's your tea bag?
Y'all, Cindy fucking shit self tanner all over this couch, and it's one of the funniest things I okay. think I've seen on fucking reality.
This gave me so much anxiety.
Y'all, okay, and as somebody who used to work at Sephora in the beauty industry, I didn't, y'all, I'm pasty white, and I don't mind being that way, so I never really paid attention to self-tanner. It's a big fucking deal, and I learned a lot about it when I worked at Sephora, because you've got to educate people when they come in and buy it. Everybody fucking knows about self-tanner. When you put that shit on...
Don't sit down.
You can't do anything for, like, 3 hours, and then yeah. you got to, like, wash it off. This bitch just put this on right before she went out in her swimsuit and then fucking sat her broke...
It wasn't me!
Her broken ass Marilyn Monroe wanting to be just...
Later on, she's in a Rugrats dress. Did you see the Rugrats dress?
Yes, yes, yes. She's
these people aren't real.
She's not even a cartoon. She's just kind of sad. I think you see where Erica, y'all, because we've said that Erica, I think they're from Texas.
They're in Houston.
She
was in The Bachelor.
She was The Bachelor. But she gets all this from her mom. Her mom reminds me kind of like, this woman was very nice. I shouldn't say this. I met her once because I had to do a segment with her. But she kind of reminds me of like the pink lady in West Hollywood.
You know, Angeline.
No, not Angeline. There's another woman who's like...
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. She's not famous, though. Pink woman isn't famous.
No, that's what I'm saying. She's not famous, but she does like little... She'll do like a segment. They'll have her on like NBC in Buffalo. Like yeah. they'll interview her.
She's the woman whose whole thing is pink. Everything she wears is pink.
Her dog's pink.
She was on My Strange Addiction.
But this is... Cindy. And what I'm saying, what they have in common is they're not really talented, and there's nothing they really are talented at, and they're also not really...
Cindy's supposed to be a silhouette cutter, and she's very talented at it.
I saw a picture. That's great.
But no, she goes around the U.S. doing it.
I'm
just not...
I've never heard of it.
I can't say that's not a talent, though. So.
It's a talent, but... And Pink Lady has talent stuff, too. She recorded a song with Beyonce...
What?
She really did. She actually is from Houston as well.
I can't talk about the Pink Lady anymore.
She knows Beyonce, and she's family friends with them, and Beyonce recorded backgrounds to a song for her. When Beyonce, like, 8 years ago, when Beyonce was famous, and because they're family friends, Beyonce fucking did it.
You seem to know a lot about the Pink Lady.
I had to interview her for this segment for MSN, but years ago.
Wow.
Anyway.
What's MSN doing now?
They're gone. I think. Anyway, so the whole point of that is, y'all, Cindy just wants her 15 minutes.
She's like,
I
wasn't wearing self-tanner. I never sat on that couch.
The people, like her friend Janelle, who like becomes her bitter enemy on this trip with her husband, Red.
Because we're all Janelle.
She's like...
At the end of the trip?
Well, we didn't sit on that. So it wasn't us.
Captain Glenn tells him at the end of the trip, he says, you're going to have to pay for this because you ruined it.
Well, we'll all pay for it because it wasn't me, but we can all pay for it. And Janelle's like, nope, I'm not paying because it wasn't me. I know who it was, though. She went like this.
And then the cameras literally show Janelle sitting right where it was. And then at the end of the trip when they're leaving, Cindy says, you know, Captain, I didn't ruin it, but I'm just going to pay for it because I'm that type of person. I'm just such a good person.
And at that point, I wanted to push her into the sea and duck her head underwater repeatedly until she cried out and said, I did it.
This family they are pothouse adjacent.
Pothast.
That's what I said.
You said pothouse.
I know. I always get it wrong.
They are pothasty.
They are. The dredges of America, everybody.
I think they're dregs.
That's
you
what I said.
You dredge flour. You're not awake. Fine, I'll drag you through this show like I do almost everyone. Drag your limp corpse through this Below Deck recap.
I just want to relax today and have fun. You take it.
Anyway, but that was appalling.
It was appalling.
But no, just to watch them try to get this stain out of a white couch. First of all, I don't get anyone who buys a white piece of furniture.
I guess it looks very beachy, but Yeah, this was the wrong idea, boat people. When you made the boat. Don't buy white
furniture.
There are
so many colors that won't show as much as white.
I know. Because even if you wear like dark blue jeans, it's going to rub off on a
right.
white couch.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Even like a beige-ish color is better.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. Y'all, don't I know a lot of people are like, oh, I love the color white. I love white for furniture and things like that. You will regret it for the rest of your life. Don't do it.
If you have kids and you get a white couch,
well, no, you're a fucking idiot.
You're messing with something, something bad, something bad. What's your next tea bag, Poot?
What is my next one? I already said if she was my hairdresser,
you either have talent or you don't.
Oh right, she may be. It's tricky because I feel like. Chuck is acting, is playing up. I think Cindy is showing exactly who she is.
Oh, this is Cindy who she is. And sorry, I'll go on. And this is another one of my teabags. But to kind of nail in the point, the way she spoke to Marco was offensive.
Mucho buenos.
Mucho. Sure as she sees.
No, she's trolling him.
She's fucking trolling him. She's talking down.
She's like, isn't Spanish cute?
It's so fucking gross.
It's awful.
Ugh. And, you don't see her doing that to Gabriella because she probably doesn't even think of... It's just... She probably calls... I bet I wouldn't be surprised if maybe behind... But she calls him like the Latin man.
Probably.
Or whatever. Or exotic or all that shit.
So the my next... Where do I turn my page?
Turn the page. Because you're a casualty of love.
casualty of love.
That song's been in my head all morning.
The B-side of Power of Love by Huey Lewis.
I think we wrote a new hit.
Y'all, we were just doing the Night A recap, and you just said really offhandedly, like it was just something normal. You're just like, it's just a casualty of love. And I went, it was such a weird expression, a casualty of love. And I went, it's a casualty of love.
I'm fine with you recording that song. I will hire a saxophone player. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm here for it.
Because when you go into the hospital with a fucked up head, you're just a casualty of love.
We can't get into it.
My next one is watching Marcos take half of his scalp off.
Y'all,
that was hard to watch.
There's
a chunk with hair attached.
Yes, it was. I watch Dr. Pimple Popper and all that shit, and I'll watch surgeries.
I'm squeamish. I can't
even
look
this
at that
made
shit.
Me go. It was the hair on it that made me go.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I liked it when he's like, "Oh, it's kind of fine." He's like, "I'm doing okay," and there's blood running down his face.
And Captain Glenn's like, "Let me get that for you, y'all." But he fucking. This is what I was gonna say. He fucking patches that shit up, throws on a baseball hat. And he's like. I'm going to cook for these motherfuckers, and I'm going to shut
them
the fuck up. And I went, that's where I went, I kind of need you inside me.
Yeah, he's hot, really hot.
He's like one of the hottest men.
I think you need to have sex, because you're worse than me today. I also love when they put a band...
I was tired last night because of daylight, so I couldn't get it done. I fell asleep.
Gross. I liked it when they put a bandage around his head, Jacob Marley from... Christmas Carol style.
Scrooge. Ebenezer.
Scrooge, you're going to be visited by ghost Jacob Marley. You are my partner in life.
Ebenezer, remember, I've got that big dick.
Why the fuck do you have that bandage around your head, Jacob?
Because it holds up my huge slug. Harsh.
Goofy, y'all. Goofy got a big old dick.
So does Marcos.
Yes.
I think Goofy's is longer, but Marcos is thick.
Thick, thick, thick.
You're right. I need to get pounded.
Yes. It's worse than me then. Yeah.
And you still are going on like 2 weeks from when you threw your back out from coughing.
About a week and a half. About 2 weeks. Yeah. My back is a lot better.
Get it done before
Thank you
we
for
live on
all
it.
The cards and and well wishes, everyone. All three of you.
This is what I was going to say. Marco fucking scalps his head off.
Marcos.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marcos scalps his head and fucking keeps going.
Yeah.
We go into a climate that has 20 degrees and you and I are paralyzed and barely can do a live show.
That is true.
We can't go on. We can't do a show this day because it's windy and we have sinuses in California.
And I freaked the fuck out that my Tito's wasn't cold at the first theater. Yeah, that's the difference. We're not, quote, professionals.
Nor are we thoroughbreds.
No, we are not.
No, we are not.
I think we're getting better at it. But y'all, if you've never been on tour, it's hard. I gotta say, it's hard.
It's difficult.
Just not, especially if you're fragile like us.
Speaking of, I'm going to go do a neti pot, but we're going to take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping.
MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back. I just have to say one more thing about Marcos. It's like, this is kind of a menu where you just eat all you can until you fucking die. My kind of band here. Ooh. Eat all you can until you fucking die, you pieces of shit.
Ooh.
Y'all, if you've ever been a server, you've said to yourself, I hope, like, someone's been shitty to you. You're like, I hope you get the worst fucking diarrhea of your life eating like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you, the other thing, when you are a server, you watch people, even in fine dining, you'll see this, but especially in, like, if you ever, God forbid, if you have to work at a chain restaurant, it's, don't do it for long, but you will watch people eat so much fucking food. And you're like, where does it go? How can you not be, like, how can it not come out of your ears at that point?
Mm.
And where this is not like people who are like, you're like watching them eat a whole hamburger. You're watching them eat, they'll order more food after it's done. And you're like, where are you putting it? It's insane.
It's insane. I can't do it.
So,
but can we talk about the beach picnic? Because we kind of get, is Rhett our hero in this episode?
Yes, that's Janelle's husband.
Just like Gone with the Wind, Rhett. But this Rhett gives a damn.
I don't know if Rhett was the hero of Gone with the Wind.
He wasn't.
I think that was Scarlett.
It was Scarlett, actually. It was Scarlett.
I think he was the anti-hero, really.
He really kind of was.
Yes.
How old were you when you watched that movie?
I watched it with my mother at about age 12.
That's when my mother made me watch it, too.
It was on during this, like, one Saturday, and she's like, Jay Bird, come in here. You're going to watch Gone with the Wind with me. sit on Mother Poodle's lap.
That's what my mother did, too!
It's a very good movie. You need to watch it.
Boy, I guess, was that the moment when they knew my little boy is a fairy and I'm going to treat him as such? Because did your mother do that with your younger brother?
No.
My mom didn't do it with my older brother.
No.
So y'all, if you're that mother, you know.
Offer to watch, you know, just offer to watch The Sound of Music with your little boy one day. See what happens.
See what happens.
See what happens. Or Yentl.
Yes.
You know, they'll probably, like me, they'll get a sexual awakening watching Mandy Patinkin bathing in that pool. And that the Barbara, even I was a Barbara, y'all. I was like, oh shit, I gotta leave the room.
It Woo! Was a moment. It was a moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy.
Papa, can you hear me?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Papa, can you feel my dick move now?
Wow.
Where am I? So, anyway.
So, yes, the beach of Rhett. We should talk about they start fighting.
They were just, like, fighting, and he's like, you can't talk about it. People in New York would punch you. And they, y'all, this is what a snowflake Chuck is. He's like, what the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. He can't even
Chuck
talk
is saying,
back.
In New York, I yell and scream. That's how you get what you want in New York. And Rhett says, no, Rhett is Janelle's husband. So, Janelle, the hairdresser. Rhett is her husband. And Rhett says, no, yeah, he doesn't say anything even at Chuck. He just says, they fucking punch you in the face.
Yeah, and then Chuck is the one who went off.
And so then later, Chuck is talking about his wife, and Rhett comes over there, and he's like, did you just call my wife a bitch? And Chuck's like, no, even though he did.
Yeah.
And he said, I will fuck with your life, bro.
Ugh!
And I went, yes! So, I wanted them to fight, but it didn't happen.
No. The one thing I want to take, I want to ask you about this. Did you know when Janelle is talking to Daisy later on, and Daisy's, they're talking about, Janelle's talking about how terrible these people are. And Daisy joins in by talking about how horrible they are.
I was surprised she did that.
I gotta say,
I would never have made that move.
Y'all, hospitality people, if you were watching that, you all went, whoa.
I cringed a little bit just because, honey.
You may kind of go.
Never know where your allegiance is.
Exactly.
Lie.
You may kind of go. Yeah, it's some. They can be a little trying. That's the most you could ever say.
But I guess because maybe Daisy already heard earlier at the beach when Janelle holds Erica's hands in her hand and she said, "I feel sorry for you." So maybe she knew that Janelle is totally flipped to the other side.
I guess, but it was a moment where
you don't do that.
I seized up a little bit. It's just,
I've had that experience in retail because it's not as bad as food, but you still have horrible people like wanting to buy fucking jeans at Gap, and their friend is always like, I'm so sorry. You go,
it's okay.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm here to help.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
What'd you think of that jewelry that they gave Daisy?
This is something. First of all,
some Sam
it's
Moon
absurdly
bullshit.
Large.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
It feels like it would leave a mark on her neck when she was wearing it. Like this shells.
Like a weight mark and probably green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not
it's $20.
It's also something that would never go with anything.
No.
That's what I was amazed by. I'm like, where in what planet could one wear that necklace for something? Zamzorp? Gorgeous necklace Gorgeous. You have there.
Uh-oh. Have you been watching Star Trek again lately?
Maybe. The new season of Picard's coming out soon.
You know, I still need to watch season one.
It is fantastic.
I know. I want to watch. You know what is this is? I don't know if you're into this, but I do know you like Ewan McGregor. But I saw the trailer for the new fucking Obi-Wan show, and it looks fucking fantastic.
People have been raving about it.
Yeah. I had goosebumps. I'm excited.
As soon as the trailer came out, everyone was losing their shit.
Disney, you fucking money slut. You're taking my money, but I'm a money slut too. Give it.
Speaking of, Disney has said they're going to stop giving, has said, sometimes Disney doesn't always follow through, but has said they're going to stop giving individual political contributions in Florida completely.
Good. They should.
For the Don't Say Gay bill.
They should.
I agree.
Good for them.
But I'm just saying, people who are in Florida and people who are watching out, if remember this, and let's watch if Disney keeps their word here.
Yeah, let's see if they keep, let's hold them to it.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing that, y'all, Erica is this person that with Janelle, she was like, I'm sorry. I can't control Chuck. I'm so sorry. And then
I
on the boat.
I was disgusted by that.
And then on the boat with Chuck, she's like, yeah, they're in some skanky ass mood. She's being rude.
Yeah. Y'all, the only thing you can do with people like this is keep your mouth shut and pretend you're somewhere else.
Can we get them off television? Can we just not have them on TV?
This is when reality television becomes trolling a little bit to the people.
Yes.
It's almost like something that kind of started with Double Dare, when you watch someone getting slimed. Kind of like everyone, all the crew was emotionally slimed. Everyone was emotionally humiliated.
I'm kind of awestruck that you just made the connection of the beginning of reality TV started with Mark Summers and Double Dare.
Yes.
And I don't think you're totally wrong.
Well, I'm saying, I would say beginning of reality TV,
if you want to backtrack it, could really, a precursor to that would be Canada's You Can't Say That on Television, where actually is where sliming began.
Do that on television.
What did I say?
Say.
Is it You Can't Do... Oh, yeah, do that. But that's where sliming started.
No, I agree.
You're right. But we can blame Canada.
So this kind of humiliation, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
And in a way, we can laugh at it, but in a way, the producers brought these people back for a reason.
Oh, they did, yes, and because they knew it'd be... But I have what to say.
It was a good TV.
I'm torn because I'd rather see this type of drama than what we saw on Below Deck
100%.
And Below Deck Med.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
are we okay with bringing back Christians feeding them to the lions? I say yes.
Rawr.
And in a way, but part of it wishes what's missing is the shitty people getting their comeuppance, and they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, they'll be just
fine. Erica and Chuck are going to be just fine. Cindy's going to probably try to steal a Cartier bracelet from somewhere, and maybe she'll be locked up. But
y'all, there were sissies or people on Reddit that posted the video that were on that hero that was on that plane that posted the video. God bless you. I don't think it was a sissy. I think it was just somebody on Reddit. But anyway.
I have one more little thing to say. It was a little bit of a sidebar. Of course they got the lowest tip because y'all...
I knew it.
Any high cup of hospitality, you knew what these motherfuckers were going to do.
Basically, y'all, they gave them the equivalent of a $1 tip.
It's terrible.
They really did. That actually, like, ugh.
You know what, though?
That
what would have been worse for me, I knew it was going to happen. What would have been worse for me is a medium tip. That actually would have bothered me more because I was already... Then I would have had to say, it would have changed my version.
I expected a shitty tip.
Me too. So, because that's who they are. So y'all, we're going out. Marco says, I've never felt more like a family with you guys. Thank you so much for that. It's sweet. But the last thing I had is y'all, Gary makes this kind of Sophie's choice not to sleep with Ashley.
Okay.
Could Gary be evolving? No.
It's kind of been a process for me.
I'm into it.
I'm on the Gary train.
I'm into it too.
This because he like washed his hair and his hair was kind of down. And like Tom says, he's like, I guess they're into Tarzan. And I said, call me Jane.
I watched a little bit of Watch What Happens Live after him and watched him talk about the, because he and Daisy were on Watch What Happens Live. Mm-hmm. And Andy was like, so what's up with the people on the charter? You know, doing his normal, they were humoring him. We're never going to be on Watch What Happens Live. Y'all, no. I've said so many terrible
Jake
things about
like
Andy Cohen.
I don't love him, but he hits you harder than me.
It's how his questions feel really patronizing because they always go up at the end like he's almost suggesting how they should feel about something.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's terrible interviewing.
I agree.
And it's also inflected with judgment.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I also feel like he doesn't give a shit about what they say afterwards.
I don't think he cares about any of this. He just wants a check.
He just wants to be on TV.
He just wants to be on TV. And just wants.
Yeah.
I think the only thing he really enjoys doing is...
ogling the hot bartender.
He's doing this when New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper.
He does.
Which, ironically, it's funny that you get stoked by him because if you watch the New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper, he 100% pulls a poodle. He gets drunk and then screams out judgment on
horrible things
on conservative politics on national TV.
Yes.
Which is what poodle would do on New Year's Eve.
it's there's something though about him that it feels like he's not there. Most hosts project an idea that they're there to either find out a little bit more and find out about more about their guests. I never feel that way for him.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. And maybe that's okay. A lot of people like him.
A lot of people do. I'm sure a lot of our listeners love him.
Great. You can send your hate mail to me.
Just tell Poodle why you love Andy Cohen at Jake It or Fake It.
Yeah.
Or don't. Gary.
Anything else from you about that? Besides the makeout with Daisy in the hot tub, which we knew was coming.
And Tom and Ashley make out.
Which we all knew.
Love that Tom basically says, it always happens like this. They hate me at first.
And they then hate they me come at first.
Because Tom is like, he's saying he came in hot. Tom is like, I came in too cocky.
They belong together. They can have each other.
My last teabag, it's less of a teabag and not of a theater, but more of just, you know, I'm just going to get into it.
Oh, good.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to what's your name? Happy birthday. Anybody got a Big Mac? Birthday.
Breathe hard. Breathe hard.
Happy 100 cent sales.
Ooh, he's gyrating on the couch right now, y'all. It's gross.
Where am I? Two butterflies.
That voice was like wind across a grave.
Just this woman
otherworldly
is the human personification of that female gremlin.
Yes.
Tell me she's not, y'all. Tell me she's not.
It's just one of the most repellent displays I've seen.
Captain Glenn, Emmy nomination for not hurling while he was sitting there.
Also, he said, yeah, you look like Marilyn Rotterdam. Like, you're a good actor.
He does look like Marilyn, or she does look like Marilyn Monroe.
Corpse.
40 years later.
Right.
Just took her out of the ground, slapped some...
and they dressed her like a Mardi Gras float.
They put some Clinique Cherry Apple lipstick on her and just shoved her out there.
By the way, did you ever see More of the Decades?
No. It was very confusing.
I just realized.
The Decades party was not a well-themed party, but it was a stupid idea to begin with.
It was a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess.
But I guess it goes along with dinner having pasta with marinara sauce.
With and tuna tartare
with crispy rice and ribeyes.
I guarantee you dessert was creme brulee. I guarantee you it was.
Cherries Jubilee.
Yeah. Y'all, that's
the show.
That's the show. That's the show.
I don't ever want to see these fucking people again.
No, but it was a fun episode, I have to say.
It was fun.
It was a fun episode. I think it's going to be a good season, too. So this was ended with a to be continued.
And Colin had his hair down.
Oh, Colin looked good, too.
He looked so good.
He looked good. I would love a Colin, Tom, and Gary threesome. Can they make out? It's not going
to
happen.
I think that's a little much for me. Just to be honest, there's too many personalities in that sandwich.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd turn the channel.
You know what? This is too much for me. I'm not going to watch it.
You know what? This offends my sensibilities.
Oh, boy.
Y'all go
I'd
to reality.
Watch that OnlyFans like crazy.
You would. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find our link for the live show tickets, or go to our Linktree link. What else? TikTok.
No, you can find us on TikTok. Y'all, we're out on Instagram. We are Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. We are on TikTok. You can also find our good old realitygaze.com for all of our tour info.
Exactly. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't worry about it. Don't have to leave a review.
And you know what? Go on with your life.
Go on with
your
life. You know what? If you don't want to listen to commercials, then join the Patreon and Supercast at the $8 tier. That's ad-free for your pleasure.
We lube you up and you just get right into the show.
You're going to get love after lockup. You're going to remember, y'all, Pig Royalty is now going to be at the $5 tier. Yep. So if you are joining the $5, you're going to get that. And Love is Blind, the new Love is Blind spinoff in April. It's all on there.
The ultimatum.
I still want to say ultimatum tunes.
I know.
Ultimatum tunes. All right, everybody. That's it. Have a great week, and until next week,
anchors again!
You still don't know
what to find. No, I remembered it this time.
I did!
Bye.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.